USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia carried out more strikes on several Ukrainian cities, including the capital, in the most intense and aerial attack since the start of the invasion, after President Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine of terrorist attacks on a critical bridge connecting Russia to the occupied Crimean Peninsula. Ukrainian President Zelensky said Russia had carried out dozens of strikes using missiles as well as Iranian-made drones to target civilian and power infrastructure. Many deaths have been reported. Three Latino Los Angeles City Council members and an influential labor leader are facing calls to resign following a leaked recording of a conversation featuring racist remarks. The California and Los Angeles branches of the NAACP demanded late Sunday that Council President Nuri Martinez and others resign after the recordings went public. Tennesseans are running out of time to register to vote in the November 8th primary election. By Tuesday's deadline, U.S. citizens with a driver's license or a photo ID issued by the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security can register to vote at govotetn.com. Early voting in Tennessee runs October 19th through November 3rd. Chinese cities were imposing fresh lockdowns and travel restrictions after the number of new daily COVID-19 cases tripled during a week-long holiday ahead of a major Communist Party meeting in Beijing next week. The latest lockdown started Monday in Fengyang City after a preliminary positive case was found in citywide testing the previous day, the Chinese Communist government reported. China's foreign ministry on Saturday criticized the latest U.S. decision to tighten export controls that would make it harder for China to obtain and manufacture advanced computing chips, calling it a violation of international economic and trade rules that will, quote, isolate and backfire, end quote, on the United States. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A major bridge used by Russia's invading forces into Ukraine was severely damaged by an explosion.
Russia says the bridge linking Crimea to Russia is now partially open to light traffic after the explosion that collapsed sections of the rail and road supply route for Russian troops in southern Ukraine. In an interview with the BBC, Ukrainian MP Oleksiy Goncharenko said more than a bridge has been damaged.
The bridge is not destroyed, but damaged. But the image of Putin is destroyed.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
It's possible Florida school shooter 24-year-old Nicholas Cruz talked himself into a death sentence. Prosecutors played a video last week at Cruz's penalty phase of jailhouse interviews he did this year. In detail, he answered their questions about his massacre of 17 people in February of 2018. The jury will likely decide Cruz's fate this week. Wild horse rights advocates are calling on authorities to prosecute whoever is responsible for shooting and killing more than a dozen wild horses in northeastern Arizona. U.S. Forestry Service officials announced Friday they were investigating the horse deaths, but did not release any of the details. A prestigious auction house in France has fired an art expert after valuing a Chinese vase at about $2,000. Its true value is $8 million. The buyer says she felt like she won the lottery. USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.